This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Oh, there he is, the married man himself.
Look at this. See, I found myself doing this with the ring on on hard countertops. Things my buddy Spike was telling me once he got married that he was constantly doing that.
And
now I find myself doing it. I don't know if it's because I'm doing it because he told me to do it. It's just in my head, but it just feels like something you should do.
It's fun to take it off and play with it, too. Do you ever do that?
No, I feel like if I can take it off, that's not good. See, yours looks really loose, your wedding ring.
Yeah.
Wow, see, I can't take mine off like that.
Let me see it. Let me see the ring. Come on. Ah, look at you.
So you know what it is? It's my... there's a ring that my grandfather gave me when he passed, and it was white gold.
Uh-huh.
And I had that. That was the source material used to make this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you with this wedding that you are more sentimental and more heartfelt than I thought I knew. Like, you're more so than I am.
You are
a kind, gentle soul.
Well, don't tell anyone that.
And you have this like facade, but when you really dig deep, you're like a little teddy bear. Your vows, everything about your wedding was super sweet.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
I was reluctant to show that part of me to her at the wedding because I didn't want to be exposed. I didn't want my friends and family all seeing it. Like, oh.
Everyone's talking about
it. Wow, he's not a dick all
monster.
The time.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting around. Everyone was taking notice.
Yeah, we'll recap the wedding in a moment, but it is Halloween.
That's
Happy
right,
Halloween.
It is Halloween.
I noticed whatever this is, a bokeh or whatever this is on the mic stands, the mic arms here.
We're in the TDY studio. My co-host for the morning show, Raven, this is her Super Bowl. This is Halloween is her holiday.
Chicks love Halloween. I shouldn't say chicks. my wife, funny, I call her my wife now because we're married.
Is that weird? Are you still getting used to it?
It's a little weird because I never liked to say fiance. I always thought it was very pretentious. Like this should be, if I ranted about this before,
you have
like, there should be another term for that.
Yeah,
like there's a husband, but there's also like, what's another term for husband? A beau. I don't know, like
yeah, you were calling Bao Chow your girlfriend
my
up
girl.
Until your wedding day.
Yeah. My girl's texting me, you know what I mean?
Everything good? Problems at home already?
Everything's
lover
fine.
Squirrel,
everything's fine. Halloween candy.
Yeah,
what is your favorite?
Twix.
Okay, that's a good one. That's certainly top five, maybe even top three. Now, let me settle a debate for me. Snickers, where does that rate?
Middle of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm wrong on this one. So this was a big argument with her sister and brother-in-law and everything. Like, I bought a bunch of Snickers for Halloween.
Yeah.
To hand out candy. And they're like, why do you get Snickers? I'm like, why wouldn't you get Snickers? They're like, everybody likes Snickers. They're like, nobody likes Snickers.
Really?
Am I out on this one? Like,
I don't think you're out. It's just not one of my favorites, but I know it's up there. It's got to be up like, there in the rankings.
Yeah, I don't eat any of this stuff.
Right.
Number one. But if I had a choice, I would go for, like you said, a Twix or Reese's peanut butter cup. Kit Kat's great.
You know, a lot of people are saying the Reese's peanut butter cups are overrated. That's been the hot take of 2022.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's people trying to sound like...
They're trying to cancel it.
Right. No, they're just trying to sound smart.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
they're delicious peanut butter cups.
There's nothing... Let's not overthink this.
Right.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
It's overreliable.
Done.
It's the OG.
And the worst... Yeah. The opposite side of that, the worst... One of the worst candies you can get on Halloween... Is a Mallow cup? Is that what they were?
Oh, God.
And you would mistake them if it's dark out for a Reese's Pieces. It's like, it looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup. It looks like it resembles a Reese's peanut butter cup,
yeah.
But the inside is filled with mayonnaise.
No, it's horseshit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No.
It's awful.
The Smarties. Have you ever had Smarties?
Yeah.
It's just straight cocaine. It's like crack cocaine.
Those are bad.
Yeah, it's just sugar.
Necco wafers that they have.
Oh, God.
Those where you grew up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are bad. I could go on. Candy corn. I don't know why anybody gets...
Fuck candy corn.
If you get candy corn, if you're handing out candy corn on Halloween in 2022...
Go fuck yourself.
You're an asshole. Yeah. Nobody likes it. It's a joke. Unless you're like just out of the loop on things.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's an older couple. I don't know.
Or apples. Candy apples. Like, who are you? What are you doing here? Have you ever had that? When someone hands out apples?
I'm not going to eat, nor am I going to allow my son to eat something that was made in somebody's house.
Right.
Right.
So
especially because he has the food allergies. I'm not going to allow him to.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
No. Did your neighborhood growing up, did you ever have grandmas giving out money?
We would get pennies sometimes.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, yeah, thanks. And as soon as they close the door, I walk back and just whip it back at the house. Same with crayons.
Crayons.
Get to the primary color crayons and we're like, thank you. Door closed. And I open them up and run down the side of the house with them. Just color the shingles on their house.
Wouldn't expect anything less. Are you going out trick-or-treating tonight?
Yeah, I hope to get back in time. I think my neighborhood is doing it tonight. There seemed to be some... Well, let me put it this way. We found out last night that it wasn't last night. I thought they were going to do it on Sunday because... I don't know. You know what I mean?
Halloween's always the 31st.
No, I know that. But sometimes in these neighborhoods, they get together and they're like, we're going to do it on this date. The kids can all go around and just do it on like a weekend. It's like, okay, I don't know. I guess it's tonight. I don't know. What do I know? So I'm going to drive very slowly so I don't take out a family of pirates or whatever as I'm going through my neighborhood to get home. Harrison is dressed up as Bryce Harper, minus the beard.
That's great.
He's all decked out in Phillies gear. Here's a tip. And my wife is so smart. She went to one of those pop-up Halloween stores, right? You know, that was clearly used to be a Kohl's or a Kmart or something like that. So, and I understand they need to make their money once a year because this is their big money time of year.
Sure.
You know, this is right in their wheelhouse. Costumes. Shitty costumes made from garbage bags.
Overly expensive. Yeah.
$70.
Right.
Yeah. She's looking for, because the Phillies are in the playoffs, on the World Series, actually. She's looking for like a toddler, like under 2 year old, even though he's big for his age, baseball outfit. The one they had there was like, they wanted like $55 for it. She goes across the street to like Rally House or something like that, where a sports apparel store here in Philly. She got him a toddler size Phillies jersey, baseball pants, a Phillies hat for like four. Everything was like $40.
Oh, my God.
So just a tip for other parents out there. You can get an actual jersey. You know what I mean? You can get the actual thing.
Not a costume.
For
right.
cheaper. Than the shitty costumes at these pop-up Halloween stores.
They just price gouge. It's unbelievable.
I guess I don't blame them, but...
It's their time, right? Like you said, it's their window
to do
so.
You gotta shoot your shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute. So are you and Boucho also dressing up, or is
no.
it just him?
No, just him. I'm gonna come home. I might put on like a Bills jersey or something like that. Okay. It wouldn't make much sense, but...
Just sports fans in general?
And and here's the... Yeah. And the Rob Lowe hat that just says NFL.
Sports ball. Yeah. Go team.
How do you handle the trick-or-treating and how do you juggle taking the kid out with handing out candy at the house?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. So wifey just sent a photo. She made a chalkboard with I'll show you. I mean, listen, this is why we need women in our lives, because I would not be able to do this. And it says, you know, take one or two, you know, can't, like, it's just a nice creative, like, cute sign. And here, I'll show you. Like, she made like a little spider webs and a spider.
Oh, okay. You're doing the thing like, please only take one.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course,
outside.
Right. There'll be some piece of shit kid, though, that, you know, dumps the whole bowl.
That
in
was
there.
Me. I would do that.
Yes.
Open up the pillow. Go, oh, okay. One bowl.
Got him again.
These are mine.
You don't have to even tell me that. I just assumed that that was you growing up. So we'll have that sign up.
Then kick in their pumpkin, their jack-o'-lanterns, and smash them on the driveway and run away.
Yeah, I can definitely picture that. But, you know, we're going to go so early with Kira, you know, during the daytime. So we'll probably be back in time to, like, hand out some candy.
Oh, yeah, because you do mornings, so.
Oh, plus she's two, so we probably want to, you don't want to stay out too late. And then I'll get back, and if there's any more stragglers coming by the house, I can give them their candy in person.
That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that. I think last year we did a little bit of both, because he was getting freaked out going door to door and he can't eat any of the candy anyway. Mm. So
it's more so for you.
Right. Like, no. Hold out for the Twix.
Yeah.
Grab the Nerds. What are you, crazy?
There were some houses. So this will be our first trick or treating at the new house in Cherry Hill. But previously in Collingswood, they did a great. There was one house in particular that had a table up. One half the table was like a folding table, one that you were thrown into for the Bills game. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. A folding table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're very familiar. So half the table was for the kids' side. The other half was they had a box of red wine and they poured some out for the adults. I thought that was cool.
So that's what they do in my neighborhood.
I love that.
Yeah. Like all that adults are getting hammered.
Yeah, it's great.
So I don't know if I have to like bring a growler to each house? Like,
I think
or
you
am
might.
I just like filling up? They were handing me booze everywhere we went.
I love that.
You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I don't want to, I don't know, look at us. It's a school night. Me doing the weird consternation over, should I have some of this spiced apple cider? I don't know. Instead of just grabbing it and saying thank you.
I say go for it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll
do that tonight. I mean, I had a few beers yesterday. I don't want to keep drinking, but it was football Sunday.
Any excuse.
So
Phillies are on tonight. Halloween.
Yeah, that's true too. We got to get that done before. Well, the sun goes down at like 6 now. Phillies game first pitch is at 8:03. So kid'll be asleep by that. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud. I'm trying to.
We're not sleeping at all this week between the Phillies and everything else. Like, it's just been crazy.
Yeah. Well,
it's been nuts.
Tell me about it.
You got married.
I got married.
You're a married man. How does that feel?
It feels good. All the stress of the wedding. Obviously I wasn't eating much. I had to like choke down a protein bar the morning of and all that stuff and the day before. Cause when I get super nervous and anxious, I don't eat.
Plus during the wedding, you're so busy at the reception saying hi to people, making sure everyone's having a good time, small talk. You're like, oh, I have a whole plate of food that is just sitting there.
So that was a very underestimated how difficult it would be to get FaceTime with everyone and see everyone that came to the wedding. And I guess that's normal. I've never been married before, so I don't know.
It's 100% normal.
Yeah,
everyone says, like, your head's spinning around. Like, the time goes by so fast.
I don't want to say it was a blur. I will say it was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Right? Because the photographer's like, hey, you got to go over here, and we got to get this shot, like, with these people. It's
right.
Like, okay, I'll be right back. Right? And then you can never come back. So I probably didn't see. There's probably a handful of people I never even got to see.
Yeah.
At the wedding.
I believe it.
I guess it's normal. But it was a great time. I had a blast. From all the feedback I got from everyone, it sounds like they had a blast.
It was a great time.
People who aren't very, like some of my friends who are massive assholes, but I love, were very complimentary. They don't have a positive thing to say about even Santa Claus, but they were very complimentary of the venue, the food, the whole ordeal. So if I had to nitpick, there were a handful of people that got lost on the grounds.
Oh, really?
And of the venue and came in late. So I remember, I don't know if you saw that. Were you one of those people?
I was one of those
You came
people.
In late, you son of a bitch!
Damn, I was hoping you wouldn't notice. I mean, I didn't miss anything.
You missed her walking down the aisle.
I saw her walking down the aisle. Yeah. But I did get there late. But not late enough for, I saw everything. I saw you cry. I saw your sweet bow.
The sun was in my eyes. Okay. It was where the sun was sitting.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So that would be my gripe. Like, and they were all my friends.
Bunch of schmucks.
10 people like couldn't get on for some reason, couldn't make 5 o'clock sharp when they had 8 months of preparation of lead time to get to the venue. So thank you for that. But I noticed that So I saw it. I was so like just tunnel vision on her.
Right.
Coming down the aisle, standing there at the altar with her and just holding her hands. And I was just staring at her the whole time. But I did like see out of the corner of my eye a bunch of my stupid friend slobs like lumbering down the aisle to get into the seats and didn't want to. None of you wanted to sit in the front because the ceremony had already started.
Sure. Yeah, I was in the back.
So there was like some. There was like her family on that side. And then there was like a row of like nobody sitting there because so the photos looked a little silly.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. You guys fucked it up.
Well, I wasn't late. I was late, but I wasn't like I saw everything. I saw Bao Chao. She looked gorgeous walking down the aisle. Her dress looked great. It was nice. I was there.
Okay. But no, how many people were in not in the group with you? You came with your lovely wife, Alina,
yeah.
But how many people I saw my buddy Dunn. And his wife, they were like with that group. I'm like, who else? Like, that's all I saw.
There was at least a half a dozen stragglers behind me.
That's what I thought.
But there were some people with us too, waiting to get in.
Yeah,
because they held us off, and we were kind of just like waiting
because the ceremony had started.
That's it.
Right.
That's the one.
So like they're waiting for everyone to come down the aisle.
Right.
And then they like
they
mosey
may or may not
get in at the very end. Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't, and no. But the problem with that is number one. The overarching problem is I have children as friends. Number two is, like I said, nobody wanted to come to the front. You're supposed to fill the front and move back. But you guys came in late, so the back got filled up. So it looks...
The back looked great. fantastic. Honestly, the back was where the party was.
Yeah.
We were a good time.
Yeah.
Not only was I late, but I also forgot your card. And
I forgot the card at the venue... And you said I'll bring it into work.
Yes, and
three times
we'll
and still
open
has
it up
not happened
on the podcast. I was with you.
There's $2 sitting here on the console for some reason. Is this
sure.
the gift?
That is.
Thank you.
Spend it wisely.
It's more than some people gave.
Save it. Is that right? Wait, did someone really get you a pickleball set?
We still don't know who gave me the pickleball set.
But that's the gift, huh?
I guess it's a gift. It's because I reached out to you. I'm like, because we're going through the cards and all that shit and the registry and everything, just to, you know, I have a spreadsheet open of names. And who gave what, just so...
I have a card coming your way, sir.
Not because I'm keeping track. Well, I mean, I am keeping track. I'm not keeping score. I'm keeping
but
track.
But you are.
No. Everybody's already married. I don't have to worry about...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, well, they gave me $100, so I'm going to give them $100.
That's true. I was never going to talk to them again.
What are the advantages of getting married when you're early 40s? what was my point? Oh, my point is so we can send out thank you cards.
Right.
Not that I need to know an amount, but I need to know if it's like cash or if you gave me, for instance, a pickleball set that was clearly picked up at the Rite Aid on the way to the venue.
And I love how you texted me a photo of that, assuming it was me. I'm so thankful it was not me. Although I guess that would be something I would give.
So I couldn't tell if it was a joke or if it was an honest gift.
I hope it's a joke. I hope that person also gave you a card with money in it.
I don't know because there's... It's a gift that has our names on it, but no from part on it. It was
granted, pickleball is really hot right now. It's really hot.
Yeah.
It's very popular right now.
I guess it's thoughtful, a very thoughtful gift.
It's trending.
I reached out to you, a few other people, and like, hey, like who would do this? Who are the culprits?
Who would do this?
You know, who is this funny? Is this an inside joke that I'm not thinking of?
Yeah.
And it was sent to me as it was brought to the venue. It wasn't mailed to us. It was brought
to
the venue.
Something to get dressed up,
wrapped up,
put on a tie.
Yes.
And bring a pickleball set as a gift. That takes some balls.
I just don't know. All the options have been exhausted. I don't know who.
That's such a fun mystery.
I don't know. It's a real whodunit.
Wow.
A real whodunit. If they're listening, thank you for the pickleball.
Yeah, it's great.
It might be my cousin. I don't know.
I had a lot of fun conversations at your wedding because there's a lot of people who I know and that we've hung out before, but it's been some years. So it was fun catching up. Also, some people who I didn't know and I got to know really well at your reception, like your buddy Scott.
He's a handful.
A handful might be an understatement. So At first, the entryway into Scott, you know, he's sitting at our table. Kalina was like, oh, he's just like you at weddings. You know,
you're both Giants fans.
Giants fans. He was just like, you know, just, you know, he was fun at first.
at first.
At first. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's a good time. This is going to be great. And then things got more and more interesting the more drinks got into Scott's system.
Yeah. And he's lost a lot of weight, too. So he's probably drinking like he was when he had more weight.
Oh, I see.
The drinks are hitting harder now because he's...
He was walking around with a cigar, right? So that was a thing. He's just chiefing a cigar through the thing. But that was fine. That's no big deal. But the wife swap thing was a bit interesting.
Oh, I missed out on this whole conversation.
Oh.
I was busy getting married.
Oh,
let's
perfect.
Not delve too much into this, but they wanted to be swingers?
He did.
Oh, okay.
His wife was on the fence, but he wanted to swap wives and went into detail about how the night should go.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time at my wedding.
Very much in detail. It was interesting. At first, I thought he was joking, so we were all kind of laughing, and then he got really, really in the weeds.
Mm. Well, he was probably drunk and wasn't reading the room of you not wanting to have a swingers party.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, who do we expect to be at your wedding? On your side of the wedding. You know, we expect hooligans.
Yeah,
we expect...
Some characters.
We expect characters.
Yeah.
And that's what I appreciated, as I was reading the room, is that no one was really dancing. More so, they were drinking and just conversing and catching up or learning about one another.
They're partying. I had to tell the DJ.
Don't be offended.
Yeah, I was like, dude, don't worry about it. You're doing great. The music selection is great. Just understand that we are not dancers. They are not,
Right.
Balcho and I specifically are not dancers. Neither are our friends or family, really. They are drinkers.
Yeah.
So they're going to be out, and they had the big lounge area outside where
great.
You can make s'mores and everything. And there's two bars and all the treats and everything and all that and the food, in the fire pits. Obviously, people, it was such a beautiful evening.
You got lucky with the weather too. Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause it was raining for 5 days afterwards.
It was mild.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything about it was great. So, and I just kind of told him, keep playing the music. We love the music. It's like...
It's background noise.
It's background noise for us because we're outside. Everyone's outside.
Right.
Right. That's where they want to be.
I don't think I've been to a wedding like that before. If someone was not at the wedding and I told them hey, no one danced, they would assume it was a bad wedding.
It was a bad time.
Right.
No.
And it couldn't be more farther from the truth.
No, it was an awesome time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
I mean, look at it. All you can eat and all you can drink is going on outside with fire pits and lounges, and music is still loud and can be heard. That's what are you going to do? That's where you're going to go.
Right.
We were in the big reception area for dinner.
Yeah.
And speeches and all that shit. And then.
Speeches. I'm so glad. I'm so happy you brought this up.
I forgot. You made her matron of honor's speech.
Totally
toast.
Caught me off guard.
So the funny part about that is she just picked up on me constantly complaining about you.
It's fantastic.
No text back Bennett is how you're known to her side of the family.
I love it.
And the funny thing about that is I have another friend whose last name is Bennett, my buddy Chris, who is also terrible with the phone, who's also atrocious with text. He thought it was about him. So we're dancing afterwards, and we did dance for a bit. You know, it wasn't like I don't want people listening thinking nobody danced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We did dance for a bit before and after dinner. He came up and was like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was such a big deal. And I never get back to you. I'm just kind of a busy guy. I'm like,
guilty.
Don't worry. I mean, no, you're shitty with the text, but it's actually about my other friend, Bennett.
There's a shittier Bennett than I know.
He's like, I don't remember texting your sister-in-law. I'm like, I don't think that wasn't about you.
I got all red in the face because I thought, because she was doing a bit hey, I texted Bennett, but he didn't text me back. And I was like, oh, shit, did she text me? I'm like, no, she didn't text me. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, did I drop the ball on the speech? I really felt so bad, but she was doing a bit, and it was really, really funny. It totally caught me off guard. But I was so grateful because, I didn't make it into your bridal party. I missed
Thanks
the cutoff.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Yeah, no. So I missed the cutoff by 12 people, apparently. I was on deck.
I think she even made a point, the officiant, who was her brother, who married us, even made that a point.
Yeah.
He's like, just so you know, I'm not making this up about how I was hemming and hawing over the bridal party for months.
Right.
And he's like, he could easily have 20 people up here. I've met his friends.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm just so happy that I made it into the speech. That was such a nice surprise. That was probably my highlight.
Yeah. My wedding was all about you. That's great. But you had some people, you got to meet some other people. Some people approached you. You're saying that, listen to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, actually her Batchaz brother was one of the people that came up and said, I love your podcast. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, does he? That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like,
doesn't tell me that.
He's like, your humor kind of like bounces off each other. And I had a handful of people, I forget all the names, but, they mentioned the podcast and I was oh, that's so cool. That was super neat.
You don't need to remember names. You're too important.
I'm so, but no, it's not like that. Yeah. I'm just terrible. Like I'll say their name back to them because I read that that's how you remember someone's name, but it hasn't worked yet for me.
No, it doesn't click for me either.
It sucks.
I know.
I'm so concerned about like,
I struggle with that all the time, Nicholas.
Mm. And like, I'll just forget it.
Yeah.
Instantly. It sucks.
I will say I had one brief regret, but I think, you know, I was kidding for some reason. This, well, let me back up 2 seconds.
Yeah.
On your wedding day, it apparently is impossible to get drunk.
What do you mean?
Because
I
couldn't get drunk. No, no matter. She did because she doesn't really drink. But I think just all the adrenaline, and it wasn't not a bad thing. But like we were drinking and just socializing and just bouncing around all over the place. But I could just not get. You couldn't get drunk because I think of all the emotions and the adrenaline.
Yeah,
and
I think that's it. All your adrenaline kind of.
But so I was
overpowers.
Saying some drunky, jokey things.
What'd you say?
So when you and I and our other friends were kind of getting together and doing picture time, fun time, your wife said something like she was taking a photo of me and Bao Chao.
Yeah.
And you were next to her. And she's your wife said something like. Oh, no, that, I forget the context of it. She goes, that would be the worst thing I've ever, that would be the worst mistake I've ever made in my life. I go, no, the worst mistake you ever made in your life was marrying this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I pointed at you and Mike, and she's like, Matt, don't be mean. Like, and I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing. And you were just like, God, like you seemed annoyed by it. I just want to apologize. Like, clearly I was joking.
Oh, I think maybe I was just going along. I don't know.
Oh, maybe you're going along with it.
Yeah, I was going along with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not offended by that.
I felt like I ruined your night or something like
that. Oh, God. No, 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 no.
Which I am allowed to do because it's my wedding.
It's your wedding.
I'm allowed
you can
to ruin
shit on me if
night.
You want. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Screw you.
No. I mean, listen, I know you pretty well.
Yes.
You're known for saying shitty things. Like, I'm not caught off guard.
But rarely do I feel bad about the shitty things I say. So I felt bad about that joke.
Wow.
It didn't land well.
Oh,
okay. So I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I completely forgot you even said that.
I'm keeping. Okay, well, forget it then. I'm keeping the soft side of me open now still.
Oh, look at that. A whole new side of you.
So you did you tear up when I was giving my vows?
No,
you didn't.
No.
Everyone said there wasn't a dry eye in the place when we were doing that.
I was only in the back. They didn't see me. They didn't
see
me.
You're still sneaking in.
Yeah. I thought it was very sweet. I was more so making like little quips under my breath. To Kalina.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, what a pussy.
He told me that's going to be a lie. He was going to lie about that.
That was me. I was in more of my comedic relief type of thing. But I thought what you said was very sweet. It was way more sweet than words that I said during my vows, which...
Well, you guys did your vows privately.
We
and
did.
If I remember correctly, you hadn't written anything out beforehand until like 5 minutes beforehand.
That's correct. I mean, I meant everything I said.
You are a talent, an on-air talent, a media personality, and you're able to, you have the talent level to just do that. You have that ability to just come out.
You're really making up for that joke, aren't you?
Yeah. You look great today. I love the Phillies hat.
Yeah, I mean, I thought my vows were sweet, but I really was caught off guard by yours because it was like poetic. It was very nice, I will say.
You know what? It didn't take me long to write that either. Like, she was like, can we talk about our vows? I was like, it was like a month before the wedding. I was like, I already wrote mine.
Wow.
Because she thinks I'm just a slob that doesn't, not necessarily a slob, but.
Someone who would wait last minute like me.
Right.
Right.
Right. Which was not the case. I wrote it in my phone on, you know, the notes app or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine, right?
Were you watching like a Nicholas Sparks movie? Like what were you doing? Like some rom-com? Like what? You really
no.
were in your feels.
I had thought about it for a while and, like I said, it was all true. Like she told me her name in Vietnamese means precious jewel. When I asked, you know, on our second date or whatever, and I wanted to use that as like a poetic device and wrap everything around that.
Chef guess.
Wow. Well, you know, being a married man changes you.
There's a lot of layers to you, Battle.
Yeah.
A lot of layers.
And for the people who say that, when you ask him, like, how is being married? Because you guys were living for 3 years together beforehand. How I find myself asking my friends how to get married. It's like, is it any different? Like, nah, it's just a ring. Like that, and you're financially tied now. But yeah, it's just the ring. I will say I have the opposite effect. Like, I feel way different.
Yeah.
Way different after being married.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, in a positive way.
For sure. But yeah, everything, it's what you had times whatever. Like, it's magnified.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely is. And I had my first protective husband moment.
Oh?
A few days ago. You want to take a break? I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh, geez. When battle's in protective mode. Wow. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So we left off by you saying that you had your first protective moment as a new husband, and I'm trying to picture what that's like, because I know when you're mad, you get angry. Like,
the
there's some fire in your belly.
Yeah.
Usually it's over the bills or like someone cutting you off in traffic. But this is the first time as like a husband.
The Sicilian DNA.
Yeah.
The what do we call it? The quick temper, quick to anger.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a short fuse.
Yeah, but only in certain situations though. I've gotten a lot better. This was one of them.
Oh, okay.
She was going to the grocery store. You know, everything's fine. This is late afternoon a few days ago. She still wears her mask in a grocery store. Especially now. We just don't want the kid getting sick again. We'd rather not get COVID again. Big deal. I wear my mask when I go to the grocery store still. A lot of people do. Most people don't, I would say, anymore.
I like when people wear masks at the grocery store specifically. Because I don't want people sneezing or coughing on my produce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially it's flu season, cold and flu season. Yeah. I don't want that shit. Apparently, an older man took it upon himself to corner her and with his finger out like that and say, right. Don't do that. You don't need to do that anymore. She's confused, doesn't know what he's talking about, and it's about her wearing a mask. So, a few things. First, you get a barrage of texts from your wife. We've been married for 4 days at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And your heart immediately starts pumping with like, well, she seems fine. She's kind of texting like, I'm fine. I'm just a little rattled and shaken. So I call immediately. I'm here at work. It's at the end of the day. She doesn't answer her phone, you know, and I'm just like texting back, like, call me back, whatever. I'm wrapping up my stuff. Like, I'm ready to beeline to this grocery store.
Right.
Hit the road. Apparently, this guy was going around the store doing that to just women, right, who are wearing masks. Kind of like not physically touching them, but cornering them. If you're a larger guy or any man in general,
yeah,
this real big tough guy is cornering women in the store, berating them about wearing a mask. Dude, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask to enter most establishments now, unless they have a sign on the door saying
otherwise.
Why
does he give a shit then? Yeah. Who does that?
That doesn't mean you can't wear a mask. Like, you are allowed to wear a mask if you want to. I can walk down the street wearing rabbit ears. It's none of your business.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. I guarantee you, if I was in this store walking around wearing my mask, he would not have come up to me and said anything.
Right.
So she called back, and basically he had been going around doing that, like I had just said, to women in the store. And she was just kind of like, don't worry about what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And removed herself from the situation.
Good.
He went to another girl in the store. That didn't go well for him. that wasn't, it was like a, fuck you. You don't know who the fuck, you know, who the fuck are you to tell me what I can and cannot do? And then.
That, like, was my wife.
Yes.
Get that Jersey girl.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And there's a few other women, and she went over and she's like, he just did the same thing to me. My
Unbelievable.
Wife did. And he starts like looking around. And he's like, none of you need to be wearing your mask. So suddenly all the women in the store came out.
Oh, unite.
And we're like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
good. Yes.
So he's like,
did he leave?
You know, this old Italian grandma comes up. They always have a wooden spoon like my great aunt Lira did, and starts like, who the hell are you to tell women what they should be doing? You don't go around waving your finger and cornering women in the store. If you're one of these women, you don't know what this guy's going to do. He comes up, a strange man comes up with his finger out.
They're unhinged at that point.
Right. But he's coming to lecture you about your mask. You don't know that.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't know what the fuck
it can be
do.
Anything, just some crazy person. Yeah.
So you can't be going around accosting people, especially women, if you're a man, in a public store or anywhere for that matter, but especially in a public store. So she was just shaken by the whole thing.
For sure.
You know, and I'm like in the car, I'm like, I'll fucking kill him. You know, screaming.
Could you imagine if you were in the store in like a different aisle, like you would have beat the piss out of him.
Had I been there, number one, he wouldn't have done anything if I was there with her.
But like saying, like, if you were like in another aisle, like, hey, honey, I'm going to go grab some bread. You know, like if you were in the grocery store the time and like you come back to that,
I would be in jail.
Right.
I would have to explain to the police officer, like, yeah, I broke a jar of Vlasic dill pickles over his stupid face because he was accosting my wife.
Rightfully so.
Maybe I wouldn't get in trouble for that, but yeah. I think I would lose it. I think I would.
I think so.
That's the overprotective, not overprotective. It was just a sensation talking about, we're just talking about like parenthood changes you as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Fatherhood changes you significantly in a positive way. Being married now is way different emotionally than we were cohabitating. We had been together for years. We were boyfriend, girlfriend. We had a child. We obviously love each other. But just having this ring on, going through that ceremony, signing the marriage license, exchanging the words that we did in our vows, it was a feeling when she told me that I had never felt before. Like, I am out for blood. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I've seen you get pissed for way less, you know, whether it be a Bills game or, like I said, someone cutting you off in traffic. I can't imagine someone coming up to the mother of your child at a grocery store randomly and putting his finger in her face. Like, that's ridiculous.
Now, he was, I don't know if smart enough is the right term, but smart enough to not touch her.
Sure.
Right. He still accosted her legally.
Now, did he leave the store after this gang of women?
The women berated him out of the store.
Good.
Yeah. He fled.
Good.
He fled the store. So I don't know if there's
did the cops come, or do we know like what happened after that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just like,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Everyone's fine. Obviously the women are a little shaken up.
Sure.
But look, this isn't 1917. You don't go around like doing shit like that.
But why does that bother you so much, talking to the guy? Like, why is a stranger wearing a mask? Why is it, you know, if that bothers you, you have way more problems underneath the surface. You know
this
what I mean?
Guy probably thinks he's out on a mission. He's obviously a loser in life.
Right.
Probably doesn't have kids, has never been married, or he's divorced because his wife realized what a shitbag this guy is.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of underlying issues
here. A loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't really have a career. This guy's going around berating people, berating women in stores.
Yeah. If you have time for that, then.
Right. Who has time for something like that? First of all, why would you, even if you did have time to do that, that's not something I would ever do. He thinks he's doing God's work or something like that. I don't know. Right. Go back to your QAnon fucking meeting, asshole. Go screw.
Yeah.
I'm getting pissed thinking about it.
Already under a week and you're already put to the test as a husband. So
I passed with flying colors and she made me a delicious meal that night.
Hey, there you go. Look at you. I'm glad the honeymoon is going well.
Yeah.
Romantic. It's nice. Who needs Sicily when you got, score fights? That's good.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
I was more so making like little quips out of my breath to Kalina.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, what a pussy.
He told me that's going to be a lie.